I'm Nick Daniels for KGOU. After Oklahoma disc jockey David Kelso was diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer in December 2019, he and his friends started hiking to clear their heads and figure out how he was going to beat the disease. As KGOU's Caitlin Howard reports, this evolved into Hike to Heal, a biweekly hiking trip at different locations across the state where people join Kelso in experiencing nature, community, and healing.
After over 30 years as a DJ, David Kelso has become a familiar voice to many Oklahomans. On KOMA, a classic hit station in Oklahoma City, he exudes an aura of ease and coolness that draws listeners in and makes them stick around with his refreshing banter and stories.
But it is, meteorologically speaking, awesome outside. It's going to remain awesome for a while. It's going to get a little warm.
But this isn't just an on-air persona. It's also how he is in person, even when discussing more serious topics, like being diagnosed with glioblastoma in December of 2019, after he had a seizure and then surgery to remove the tumor. About 2 weeks after beginning chemo and radiation, Kelso and a small group of his friends hiked in the Mount Scott area near Lawton to de-stress and think about how he'd beat cancer. This became Hike to Heal, a biweekly hiking trip at various locations in Oklahoma. But Kelso isn't the only one who's healing. Many of the other hikers are too, whether it's from injury, substance abuse, domestic violence, or pain and stress brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic.
I've been able to turn my attention away from my disease and try and offer people a seat in the Church of the Tall Trees. So I've been able to focus my attention less on my own suffering and more on other people's suffering, which has heightened my compassion, which has brought me a little closer to the peace that I'm looking for.
Steve Jenkins is a friend of Kelso's who is part of the first Hike to Heal.
He's a little wobbly. It was a little scary sometimes, the cliffs, you know, but he blazes by me. can't keep up.
In the span of 13 hikes, Kelso finished his treatment and is now a cancer survivor. He says cancer brought him closer to his family, friends, and God.
How are you just going to continue the hiking for the foreseeable future?
I'm going to keep walking till I die.
One Sunday morning in late August, I embarked with Kelso in the Church of the Tall Trees for Hike to Heal number 14 at Stinchcomb Wildlife Refuge in Oklahoma City.
When you start walking, and you're in the trees, and you got fresh air, and you hear the bugs, and you hear the birds, and the flowers, and the extra oxygen that it's around, and you start walking the steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, over and over and over again, it clears out the mind. And when the mind is clear, and when the mind is still, that's when the wisdom that you're looking for, the, oh my God, what do I do now? The answer to that question will come to you when your mind is finally still.
The hike had about 30 participants, the largest group yet, ranging from parents and their children to pairs of friends. Kelso was wearing a Pink Floyd cutoff t-shirt and Kool-Aid Man themed socks.
I like your Kool-Aid socks.
Life's too short to wear boring socks.
Several of the hikers said Kelso has a way of rallying people with his enthusiastic energy and his inspirational words. Within minutes of starting our 5-mile hike, I quickly caught on to what they meant.
We call that trail magic.
At one point, someone called him the star of the show, but he, of course, denied it. While many of the hikers are close friends with Kelso and participate in Hike to Heal to support him in his cancer journey, every person I asked had a different reason for hiking.
I know when I feel the walls closing in, again, just with our current state of affairs, just getting outside is huge. It's been very helpful to my mental health.
What it means to me is I've really made a ton of friends in the group, and so everybody here is kind of my friend. And it's an opportunity, essentially, for fellowship.
Kelso says a few people from across the country have expressed interest in starting their own Hike to Heal.
Go outside. Go breathe fresh air. Go hope for something. Go turn on your own light. Because I've discovered in my cancer fight that when you find yourself at the bottom of a deep, dark hole, first light you got to turn on is your own.
Because after all, the first step to healing is to put one foot in front of the other. For KGOU, I'm Caitlin Howard.